From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has been meeting today with Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang to discuss trade and economic ties. Also, the president and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing there is no military solution to the conflict. And at a news conference today in Hanoi, President Trump was asked if he believes President Putin when he says Russia did not interfere in last year's presidential election in the U.S.
I believe that President Putin really feels, and he feels strongly, that he did not meddle in our election. What he believes is what he believes. What I believe is that we have to get to work, and I think everybody understood this that heard the answer. We have to get to work to solve Syria, to solve North Korea, to solve Ukraine, to solve terrorism.
Earlier, President Trump offered to serve as a mediator on the South China Sea territorial disputes. From Vietnam, Mr. Trump travels to the Philippines for the East Asia Summit and an ASEAN meeting. Catalonia-battered independence movement staged a massive protest in Barcelona demanding the release of jailed leaders in recognition of the separate Catalan Republic. At least a bail of $165,000 was posted for pro-independence supporters, some of the people who organized the march. Spain's central government imposed direct rule on Catalonia immediately after its regional parliament voted for independence. Leaders of Tanzania and Uganda have criticized a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. Burundi's government says that it will not be cooperating with the ICC. This is VOA News. U.S. forces conducted another airstrike against Al-Shabaab, killing several militants outside Mogadishu. That, according to the U.S. and Somali military. VOA's Abdulaziz Osman reporting.
A Somali military official told VOA at least 13 militants were killed when a drone missile hit militants in Basra village in the lower Shabelle region of Somalia. U.S. Africa Command has confirmed the airstrike, which came less than 24 hours after a strike targeted the group in Bay region, killing several militants. In a separate attack, the Somalia government said that 81 militants were killed and weapons were destroyed in the town of Chilib in southern Somalia. But the spokesman of Al-Shabaab, Abdulaziz Abu Mus'ab, denied there was any attack against the militant camp in the town of Chilib. In a message posted on a pro-Al-Shabaab website, the spokesman said the government's statement that 81 militants were killed is baseless. Abdulaziz Osman, VOA News.
In Cambodia, one of Asia's poorest countries, rapid involvement, improvement of the internet connectivity, and availability of affordable smartphones has allowed 15 million inhabitants to gain access to mobile internet and social media, which provided relatively free communications and independent non-government sources for information. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba says sales were astronomical in the first few minutes of the opening of what is known as Singles Day. Reuters' Grace Lee reporting.
It's a shopping spree of epic proportions, and all it took was 3 minutes for the numbers on this screen to reach 10 billion yuan. That's the equivalent of more than $1.5 billion. And it's just the beginning for sales in Alibaba's Singles Day, an annual online discount sales gala that's become the world's biggest spendathon. Once a celebration for China's lonely hearts, Singles Day has become a 24-hour extravaganza that outsells Black Friday and Cyber Monday U.S. sales combined. The event has shoppers around China scouting for bargains, while delivery men and robots brace for an estimated 1.5 billion parcels expected over the next few days. Alibaba says the rise in China's middle-class consumers is driving the sales, and the overall total is likely to top last year's, something analysts and investors will be watching closely in the coming hours.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Brazilian Grand Prix organizers have tightened security around today's race after armed robbers held up members of Lewis Hamilton's Mercedes team as they left the circuit.
That's the latest world news from VOA.